The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Miss Virginia Bruce in Husband Wanted. And now, here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
Our star has shone in the Hollywood heavens in many, many motion pictures. She always plays the parts of a girl described by the author as incredibly beautiful. Among the favorites in which she's appeared are There Goes My Heart, Women of Glamour, and The Great Ziegfeld. And she's as lovely and as talented as any girl who was ever glorified by The Great Ziegfeld. It's a real pleasure to welcome back to our radio theater, Miss Virginia Bruce.
It's a real pleasure to be welcomed back so beautifully, Les. It's been over a year since I've appeared with you, and I missed you very much.
Well, Virginia, maybe you better use that microphone over there while I use this one.
But why, Les?
Well, when you look at me that way, it's very difficult to talk with my Adam's apple sort of crowding up into my throat.
You don't really want me to go away, now do you, Les?
Well, maybe just until after the play. I'll meet you here for a little talk right after the final curtain, huh?
Well, all right, Les.
Thank you, Virginia Bruce. And now, here is Van Desitel.
If you're anything like I am, you like to find things out for yourself. For example, when I say that Skippy is the world's largest selling peanut butter, you want to find out why, so you try it. And there's your answer. What flavor? The exact flavor of luscious, plump, freshly roasted peanuts. Yes, Skippy is popular because it's so downright delicious. And that's because of the way Skippy is made. You see, the Skippy process is exclusive with Skippy. That's why Skippy is different, why there's never any oil separation. So Skippy never dries out, never turns rancid. Skippy is always fresh, sweet, and easy to spread, from the very first bite right down to the last delicious spoonful. And thanks again to the exclusive Skippy process, Skippy is as digestible as it is delicious. So try Skippy, friends. Find out for yourself why we say, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Husband Wanted, written by Effie Young and starring Miss Virginia Bruce. The curtain is up, and here is the play.
Oh, I'm coming. Must you keep... Oh, Walter, I was hoping it might be you. I thought you'd never get here. Come in.
Thank you. Ah, you're looking very well, Carol. How have you been all this time?
Fine, darling. And you?
Oh, all right. Busy, though. You know the advertising game.
Yes, I certainly do. Oh, but let's not just stand here. Sit down.
Thank you.
There, that's better. Walter, I really appreciate your coming all the way to New York for my sake. I know how difficult it must have been for you to get away.
Well, I admit it wasn't easy. But I took the Constellation in, and I can catch the 8:30 plane back in the morning.
Oh, must you go back so soon? I had hoped you could spend at least a few days here.
Well, I'm sorry. I'd really like to, but you know how it is when I'm working on a new campaign for one of our biggest accounts.
I know. But it must be easier for you now, Walter. Not having to worry about getting home late for dinner. No wife to complain about late office hours day after day. Broken engagements.
Carol, you didn't bring me 3,000 miles to hold a post-mortem on a dead marriage, did you?
Oh, of course not, Walter. Please forgive me. I'm really touched that you responded to my SOS so quickly. Why, you couldn't have received my airmail more than a day or two ago.
Yesterday. But I was happy to come. I'm glad you felt free to call on me. Although I admit that your letter didn't give me much of a hint as to the nature of your dilemma.
Oh, I'm facing a real crisis, Walter. I certainly wouldn't have dreamed of bothering you if it wasn't very important.
Well, of course, I know that. And, Carol, I want you to know, before you say anything at all, that you can have every nickel I've got. I wanted you to take alimony.
Oh,
but no...
it isn't money, Walter. I get along very well on the money Aunt Julia left me. It's something much more important than that.
Well, what is it?
I've made up my mind to marry again, Walter.
You have?
It's 2 years since our divorce, you know.
Oh, yes. Yes, it has been quite a long time, and I suppose it's natural for you to marry again, but... Well, somehow I sort of had the idea that... Well, that you'd prefer being single.
I guess I had the same sort of an idea at first, but... I just can't get used to being on my own. I find that I miss having someone constantly on hand.
Underfoot, you mean?
Well, now, Walter, let's discuss this objectively, please. What I mean is, marriage is a very pleasant pattern for living. It fills a woman's life to have a particular man around to keep thinking about and planning for.
And quarreling with.
I never expected it to make such a difference in my life. Oh, I go through the days agreeably enough, but I have a feeling of just floating around, as if I haven't any moorings, no ballast, almost no reality.
I'm really amazed to hear you say that, Carol. You were always so frighteningly self-sufficient.
Yes, it is funny, isn't it? But if somebody asked me to classify myself, you know, debutante, career woman, and so on, I'd classify myself as a wife, even though I'm not married. Because that's what I am, essentially, a wife. And that puts me in the position of feeling like a picture without a frame.
Carol, you've been lonely. Tell me, what sort of life have you been leading here in New York?
Well, I'm going to be very frank, Walter. I want you to know the exact situation. Otherwise, you won't be able to advise me.
You mean you really want me to advise you?
Of course. I'm badly in need of advice. And it occurred to me that you're the only person I can turn to for it. That's why I wrote you.
But you never in your life listened to any advice I gave you.
This time I will, Walter. After all, I have to have someone to turn to, and you know me better than anyone else in the world, and you're the only one I've ever been able to really confide in.
You have an extraordinary gift for irrational reasoning, Carol. I'm the last person in the world you should turn to for advice. Good heavens, I was married to you myself for 4 years, after which you found it advisable to divorce me. That disqualifies me completely.
Oh, no, dear, that qualifies you. You see, you're the only one who knows me well enough to be able to judge what sort of a person is most apt to make me happy.
You don't mean you want me to advise you whom to marry?
But of course, dear. I wouldn't have brought you 3,000 miles for anything less important.
Oh, it's absolutely out of the question. How can I put myself in the ridiculous position of picking my successor?
Oh, but darling, you have to help me. You see... This time, my choice must be permanent. I don't like to think of myself as the sort of woman who might have to marry again and again.
No, no, of course not.
I never even thought of myself as the sort of woman who marries twice. I remember way before I even met you, I used to dream of a lifelong romance, of marrying my love, and of going through the years together, hand in hand, of our growing old and mellow together, happily. That sort of thing. What sentimental fancies girls have when they're very young.
That's the way it should have been with us, Carol. I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Oh, Walter, how much in love we were. But let's not go emotional, darling. As a matter of fact, this time I'm going to be very mental in choosing a husband. I'm determined to marry the man who's best suited to me. The only trouble is, Walter, I can't decide which one that is.
You mean there's more than one prospect?
Oh, yes, dear. There are three.
Three?
Well, not really. I've eliminated one myself. He doesn't like children.
Carol!
Oh, I'm sorry. We never did get around to having those twins we planned, did we? But, of course, I have to take that into consideration, his not liking children.
Oh, of course.
You see, I like thinking of myself as a wife. But even more, I like to think of myself as a mother. In the future, of course, darling. You can't blame me for that, can you?
You'd be a very delightful mother, Carol. Affectionate and devoted, sincere. Quite a lovely mother, I'm sure.
That's nice of you to say that, Walter. Walter, I hope you don't mind, but would you sort of mention that to Perry?
Well, who the devil's Perry? Oh, one of the candidates. But now, look here, Carol.
Oh, that must be Perry now. He's coming to take me driving. I want you to come along.
Oh, I don't think...
And then I want you to have dinner with Andre and me.
Really, Carol, I hardly think...
Walter, I'm not going to get down on my hands and knees to you, but I really need your help in deciding whether to marry Andre or Perry. It means my whole future. Is it asking too much when I ask you to take a ride with Perry and have dinner with Andre? Is that too much?
No, I don't suppose it would hurt me to meet them.
Oh, you doll. Then you will go riding with us.
Yes, I guess so. Yes, of course. Perry, I hate to mention it again, but you're going awfully fast, aren't you? Carol doesn't especially care for speed.
Oh,
you know?
This is fine.
Oh, this is nothing. This car will do 120. Love convertible, don't you?
Sure. Only I didn't bring a hat, and it is pretty windy.
Well, I'll lend you a comb when we get back. Oh, this is the life. Rolling down the highway, clipping off the miles, living like a king.
Well, I think you'd better take it easy.
What's the matter? You a worrier?
Carol, what's the matter with him? Hasn't he any common sense?
Oh, Perry? He's delightful, isn't he? So gay, so carefree, so full of joie de vivre.
The joy of life, and he drives like this. Hey, look out!
Oh, I saw him. Nothing more fun than this.
You don't have to worry, Walter. Perry's used to driving fast. He drove a Jeep during the war.
Well, that explains something. Perry, maybe you didn't notice, but we're getting into traffic again. Perry, for goodness sake, slow down. We're going 60 in the middle of New York.
Relax, brother. I'm driving this car.
You went right through that red light.
Oh, it was just sort of turning a little.
Stop this car. Carol, let's get out of here before he lands us in jail.
He is awfully reckless today, isn't he?
I told you to stop this car. All right, if you won't.
You've got your nerve grabbing my emergency brake. Now I'm in for it.
I hope so. But we're getting out of here. Come on, Carol, before the cops get here.
Oh, but we can't desert Perry now.
That's right.
We certainly can. I'm leaving town tomorrow morning, and I'm not going to spend my day here in jail. Come on.
Well, I guess I'd better. If you really are leaving in the morning, and I have to get your advice before you go.
Come on, Carol, let's get out of here.
But, Walter, he's really very charming. And he doesn't always drive so carelessly. He was just in a particularly carefree mood today.
Carol, how can you think of marrying an idiot like that, even for a second? Why, he's completely irresponsible, scatterbrained, and, well, it's out of the question.
Yes, he isn't very serious. But I've come to the realization that a woman has to be willing to overlook at least one fault in the man she's going to live with.
That may be, but how long would you live with a murderous maniac like that?
Oh, Walter, you're exaggerating. You always did.
Look here, Carol, you asked for my advice, and I'm giving it. He's out.
But, Walter, I think you're being awfully hasty.
Oh, no, I'm not. Anyway, you said you'd rely on my judgment, and that's it. You are definitely not going to marry that Perry character. I have no intention of lying awake every night visualizing you pinned under an overturned car somewhere.
But, Walter...
That's definite.
Well, all right, Walter. After all, I did say I'd rely on your judgment, and besides, I wouldn't want to do anything that would interfere with your sleep.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Husband Wanted, starring Miss Virginia Bruce. Now, here is Van Desitel. Say, I tried to call you last night, Van. No answer.
Oh? Oh, sorry, Les. I spent the evening with a friend of mine. He had a phone call, too, from his mother. I happened to answer it because he was in the kitchen and
I know. You told her all about Skippy Peanut Butter.
No, I didn't. You see...
You mean you didn't tell her that Skippy is the world's largest selling peanut butter because it has such a wonderful flavor that Skippy gives you the exact flavor of luscious, plump, freshly roasted peanuts?
I certainly did not.
And you didn't say a word about the exclusive Skippy process? How it prevents any oil separation, so Skippy is always fresh, sweet, and easy to spread?
Not a word. You see, I...
Van, you must have said, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy.
Nope. Didn't say that either, because...
But, Van, I just don't get it. What's happened to you? You're not mad at Skippy.
Of course not, Les. I love Skippy.
Well, but... then why?
Les, Jack's mother was calling from London.
Oh.
So long, Les.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Virginia Bruce as Carol in Husband Wanted.
Stop pacing the floor, Walter. I've agreed to give Perry up since you think he wouldn't make a good husband.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you took such a positive position because now that I think the whole matter over, I really believe that Andre is a much better possibility.
Well, that's fine. I certainly hope so.
Oh, you like him, Walter. He's a very careful driver.
Well, that isn't quite enough to qualify him as an ideal husband.
No, he's got a lot more than just that to recommend him. He has a very unusual personality. He's a real individualist. I've never met anyone like him before.
Is that a point in his favor?
Of course. He's a fascinating person. Really masterful. The kind of a man any woman would go for.
Well, you certainly seem to have gone overboard for him.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's his continental ways. He's so devastatingly French, if you know what I mean.
I know, dear. I see all the Charles Boyer pictures. What does he want you to do, come with him to the Casbah?
Well, not exactly. But if I do decide to marry him, I'll have to pack within a few days. He's fantastically rich, and he's leaving next week to open a new branch in Buenos Aires. He wants us to be married on the ship and spend our honeymoon there.
Won't that be rushing things a bit?
Oh, I can manage. It's really very romantic, isn't it? I only met him a few weeks ago, and here I am practically on a honeymoon to South America.
Why South America? What does he do? What sort of a branch is he opening?
I don't know exactly. Perfumes and things, I think.
Sounds like a phony to me.
Oh, you won't think so when you meet him. I think you'll like him a lot.
Well, maybe you're right. I don't want to be prejudiced before I've even met him.
That's right. Oh, my, it's getting late. He'll be along any minute. I better get dressed. Will you answer the bell if it rings? And don't worry, dear. I'm sure Andre and you will get along famously.
Oh, you must be Andre. Come in.
I am Monsieur Meurette. And you?
I'm Walter Webb, the ex-Mr. Carol Webb.
How do you do? Where is Carol?
She's dressing. She always takes a long time.
With American men, perhaps. I will get her. Carol, it is Andre. I am here.
Darling, I'm all dressed. I just have to fix my
hair. We leave now. I said I would be here at 8 o'clock, and it is now 8 o'clock. The taxi is waiting downstairs. I do not believe in wasting money.
I'll be ready in a second.
Not in a second? Now.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
I do not wait for any woman.
I told you he was masterful, didn't I, Walter? Oh, I do apologize for not being ready, Andre. I was chatting with Walter, and I'm afraid I forgot the time.
You're apologizing? We're taking an extra minute or two to get ready? Why, when I think of all the hours I spent waiting for you to dress...
This is hardly the time to reminisce, Walter. And anyway, this is different.
Yes, obviously.
But come, we are consuming more time. And time is more precious than gold. More fleeting than the wind. More significant than the tide.
Isn't he enchanting, Walter?
I think he's a bombastic windbag.
What are you whispering about? I do not approve of men who whisper in women's ears.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No, I certainly do not. Carol, I forbid you to listen to this man who whispers in your ear. If a man cannot speak up clear and loud so that all the world may know what he says, then of a certain more he is speaking things which a woman should not be allowed to listen to.
Look, Monsieur Hooray, what I said to Carol was very inconsequential, and if I want to whisper, it's my own darn business.
Carol, I dislike this man. I prefer that you dispense with his presence.
Oh, I have all the insufferable love.
Walter, Andre, please.
I repeat, the sight of this man offends me. I wish you to dispose of his presence now and forevermore.
Oh, Andre, you don't mean I should never see him again?
Never.
Maybe you'd like to have me shot.
After all, Andre, Walter was my first husband.
But it is I who am to be the second one. The one in command.
Command, huh?
I order you to be quiet. Better than that, you are not here. We do not acknowledge your presence. You do not exist.
Oh, so now I don't even exist.
Listen, Andre, Walter has been a good friend as well as a husband.
Do not interrupt. As my fiancé, you are required to learn obedience.
How dare you talk to my wife that way?
Oh, but you forget, monsieur, she is not your wife. You are merely an intruder here. Geralt, dismiss this man immediately.
If anyone's going to be dismissed around here, it's you. And that isn't a bad idea. You're dismissed, Glamour Boy. Get out. Scram.
You cannot order me out of my future wife's apartment.
Oh, can't I?
Walter! Andre!
Stop, monsieur! It's a pop!
So you think you're going to marry my wife and bully her night and day, huh? Well, we'll cancel your option on her right now.
Andre!
Geralt! Quick, summon the gendarme! This monster is... Oh, he scares me!
I'm not going to kill you, you little worm. I'm just going to throw you out. Now get out of here, you two-bit dictator.
Carol, make it this is.
Open the door, Carol. Open it or I'll throw him right through it. Now out.
Carol, my pigeon. Come to me. I wait in the taxi for you.
Well, he seems a little more willing to wait now anyway.
Well, Andre's been waiting for 20 minutes now, Walter. Don't you think he's been punished enough?
Punished enough? If I had my way, he'd be jailed for wife-beating or deported or something.
Oh, you're impossible, Walter. Now, please get away from that door and let me out and stop acting like Horatio at the bridge. Braced with your back against the door and your arms folded. Please step aside and let me go.
Carol, I don't understand you. You're acting like you really want to go out with that insufferable boy.
Well, I most certainly do. Really, I've never seen you like this before, Walter. You're being very silly. Andre didn't do anything so terrible.
Maybe not to me, but he certainly did to you. The way he talked to you.
I didn't hear him say anything objectionable.
Oh, calm now, Carol. The way that pint-sized bully stood there, cracking the whip and watching you jump.
Oh, Andre isn't half as bullish as he sounds. It's just his continental manner, darling.
His lack of manners, you mean.
It's just his way of being masterful.
Masterful is right. He'd treat you like a slave, not a wife.
Oh, nonsense. Andre's utterly charming most of the time.
And what about the rest of the time? How do you suppose I could keep my mind on my work, knowing that you were being ordered around by a brute like that and all over South America? Don't you want me to have any peace of mind?
Walter Webb, I do believe you're trying to tell me that you don't approve of Andre either.
I haven't tried to be subtle about it. I certainly do not approve of your precious Continental.
I see it now. You don't want me to marry again. You don't want me to be happy.
That's exactly what I do want, Carol. But you said you wanted to marry for keeps this time.
Oh, yes. It must be for always this time.
Well, can't you see that you couldn't stand being married to either of those mugs for more than 24 hours?
You really believe that?
I'm sure of it, Carol. You deserve someone a lot better than either of those two characters.
I thought both of them were very nice.
Oh, Carol, you deserve someone who would take care of you, someone who adores you, who'd give his very soul for you.
Well, certainly I do. That's what every woman wants. But you just can't pick up a man like that. And if a girl wants to get married, she has to compromise a little.
Oh, no, Carol, you don't have to compromise. You're beautiful and clever and sweet.
Why,
and...
Walter, how sweet of you to say that.
And anyway, why are you in such a doggone rush to get married?
Oh, it isn't that I'm in a rush, but I thought both Perry and Andre were good husband material.
Nonsense. You'd be unhappy with either of them. And I'd be miserable knowing that you were unhappy.
You would.
Of course I would. Look here, Carol, if you really want to get married again...
I do, Walter. I really do.
Well, doggone it, why don't you marry me?
Marry you?
Yes, me. Then I never have to worry about you. I'd know you were married to someone who sincerely loves you.
You still love me, Walter?
Of course I do. I haven't been worth a darn since we were divorced.
I didn't know. I thought you'd forgotten all about me.
Never for a second. Carol, I'd make a much better husband next time. I'd watch out for all the things that wrecked our first marriage.
Oh, don't blame yourself, Walter. It was my fault, too.
Well, it was mostly mine. Carol, when I arrived here, you asked my advice. Well, I'm giving it to you. Marry me again.
Why, of course, darling. You're the only man I ever really loved.
Well, I missed you so, Carol.
Oh. I know how I missed you. Walter.
Yeah? Yes, dear?
I think that two people who are going to get married again shouldn't have any secrets from each other. Don't you?
Hmm? Yes, of course. I mean, no, they shouldn't have any secrets.
That's good. Because, you see, I never intended to marry anyone but you. That's why I sent for you. But I had to know if you still loved me before I admitted how I felt. I was sure if you did, you wouldn't let me marry anyone like Perry or Andre.
Of course I wouldn't.
Perry practically risked his life and landed in jail to put on a good show for you. Of course, he's a pretty reckless driver anyway. That's how I got the idea.
And, Andre?
Oh, he's my hairdresser. I thought he put on an awfully good act for just $50.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't have too much trouble seeing through him.
What? Why, Walter Webb, do you mean to...
And I hate to say it, Carol, but you didn't do such a good job acting yourself. The whole plot was pretty obvious right from the beginning.
Well, all I can say is, for someone who wasn't fooled, you seem to get pretty angry at my suitors.
Oh, well, I guess I'm just a natural-born actor.
Oh, you are, Walter. You're good at anything you try. That's why you're the only one I could ever really love. Mm. You're so handsome and good and so clever.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Husband Wanted, starring Miss Virginia Bruce, who returns in just a moment.
Friends, if you want to enjoy peanuts in their most digestible form, try Skippy Peanut Butter. Yes, thanks to a new and exclusive process, Skippy is as digestible as it is delicious. Some people prefer creamy-style Skippy in the blue label jar. It's so smooth and creamy. Others prefer chunk-style Skippy in the red label jar. It's creamy, too, with crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. Whichever you prefer, if you like peanuts, you'll love Skippy. Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Virginia Bruce. Virginia, thank you for a really excellent job. You were swell.
It was a lot of fun, Les. And if I did do a good job, I think it was because we all do things better if we enjoy doing them.
You mean, like your golf game?
You have a good memory, Les. I am a golf enthusiast, but I guess that's the exception to the rule. I enjoy the game, but I still haven't broken 100.
Well, anyway, I'll bet you're one of the most glamorous-looking golfers on the course.
No, I wouldn't know about that. But if you hear of any beat-up golf pros who'd like to trade a good mashie shot for just a little glamour, let me know.
Well, my mashie shot isn't bad.
Oh, Les, you have all the glamour you need.
Virginia, you'll have to come back again much sooner next time. I can't wait a whole year for compliments like that.
I'd like to come back soon, Les. Thanks for asking me to be your guest. And thanks, too, to Frank Martin, who played Walter, as well as the rest of the splendid cast. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go home and practice my putting on the living room carpet.
Thank you, and goodbye, Virginia Bruce.
In the cast, you heard our star, Virginia Bruce, as Carol, Frank Martin as Walter, Harry Golder as Perry, and Jay Novello as Andre. Music was composed and directed by Del Castillo. Husband Wanted was written by Effie Young, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is also here as your host.
Thank you very much for attending this week's radio play. We do hope that we can count on you to occupy your regular front row seat in the weeks to come. Among our coming attractions is Cesar Romero in a very stirring, emotional drama about a famous concert pianist who goes blind. The following week, a sophisticated drama concerning a man who finds himself in love with his wife and another woman, co-starring John Howard and Denny Shane. Then the mighty Max Baer, one-time world heavyweight champion and all-time comedian in a hilarious and unusual comedy about a truck driver from the Bronx who tangles with Hollywood. Many other more fine stories with great stars supported as usual by all-star cast. Be with us, won't you?
Van Desitel speaking. For the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program is produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.